We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Toyen Venitan, Halacha Hey. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud Dalid. In our volumes, it's page 83, the right-hand column, the bottom paragraph on the page. Rav Nilson Zal speaking about a person who lends to a borrower, and the Torah warns the lender that even if he has to take collateral, the lender is not allowed to go into the house of the borrower to take it. He should stand outside the house and wait for the borrower to bring it out to him. To show some respect, to allow the borrower to have dignity, self-respect, that it's not somebody coming into his house to take whatever they want. The borrower will go in and choose what he feels he wants to give as collateral to the lender. So now Rav Nosson Zalik is in the middle of explaining this. And he says, Ve'ikar ha-hisparus hu bebeis Adam. The place where a person's pride is most felt is in their home. The pride of a person is their home. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Kitiferes Adam lo sheves bayis. Like the pride of a person to live in a home. Ki kol botei b'nei Yisrael shoroshom hu mebechinas ha-beis ha-mikdosh. Because all of the homes of the Jewish people are rooted in Hashem's house, the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdosh. Kimuvon b'maymar b'reishis leinei kol Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 67 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom, look over there. Sheshom ikara ha-hisparus shel Yisrael. There, the Beis HaMikdosh is the main center of pride and glory and respect of the Jewish people. Kemoshe Kosov, Beis Migdoshenu v'Tifartenu. The Beis Hamikdash is called our holy temple. Tifartenu means our pride. V'chein, and in addition, Yefei Noif Mesois Kol Horetz. It's referred to as the beauty and the joy of the world, the Beis Hamikdash. Ki kol hatfilois v'hamaisim toivim shel Yisrael hakol oile el habeis hamikdash, because all the prayers and all the good deeds that the Jewish people perform before they go up to heaven, they first go to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Holy Temple. V'shom Hashem Yisborach mekabel kol ha'hisparus mehem, and it's from there, from the Beis Hamikdash, that Hashem receives all of this pride and respect and honor and glory from all the good deeds and prayers of Klal Yisrael. Kishom Shar HaShomayim, because that is the entranceway, the gateway to heaven, the Beis HaMikdosh and the Me'oras HaMachpelah. Bashkocha, we mentioned the Me'oras HaMachpelah now. A close friend of mine is on his way now, actually, to Kever Ochel and Me'oras HaMachpelah, because today is the yahrzeit of his mother. We'll mention it, that the shir is dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Leah Bas Reb Meir, Leah Bas Behia, Mrs. Leah Safdi, Aleha Shalom, whose yahrzeit is today. So we say that the Beis HaMikdosh is also referred to as Shar HaShamayim, the gateway to heaven. V'alkein Shom Oimed HaMizbeach, and that's why in the Beis HaMikdosh you have the Mizbeach, the altar, Shenishlam al yedei, which the Mizbeach, Rabbeinu Zal, this halacha is based on chapter 17 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Pegam HaMizbeach, when the Mizbeach is deficient, and when we're mashlim the tikkun of the Mizbeach, what we can do to complete any deficiency, any defect in the Mizbeach. So Rav Nosson Zal writes here, Shenishlam, the Mizbeach becomes completed al yedei shemalin hatoiv hakovush, by us succeeding in rescuing the good that's trapped in the other nations, and we elevate that good. V'nasim geirim, and one of the manners in which this happens is by converts. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Amim har yikro, nations will call out to the mountain referring to where the Beis HaMikdash is, Shom yizbechu zivchei tzedek. There they will offer sacrifices. So again, this pasuk shows the connection between the Amim, the other nations of the world, and the Mizbeach, by other nations, by Gerim coming from the other nations of the world, and by them joining Klal Yisrael, that's part of being Mashlim the Mizbeach, completing the Mizbeach. And this is part of revealing that pride of Hashem, as we discussed earlier. And it's from the Beis Hamikdash that all the Jewish homes draw their spiritual life. And in each and every Jew's home is that person's hisparus, that person's pride, his honor, his respect. And therefore, kishi Yisrael boim lidei halvois, when Jews fall to such a level that they have to borrow, ad shemuchrochim lamashkanam, and the lender isn't even sure if the borrower is going to be able to pay back the loan, so he's forced to take collateral, a mashkoin. This is like the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. This means the pride has fallen. Shenikra Mashkoin. We know that the Beis Hamikdash is referred to as collateral. Collateral that Hashem has on the Jewish people. Ki Beis Hamikdash Nikra Mishkon al Shem Shenis Mashkein Ba'avoinos Yisrael. Our rabbis tell us that one of the reasons why the Beis Hamikdash is referred to as Mishkan is because Hashem takes the Beis Hamikdash as a mashkan, as collateral. When we commit sins, chas v'shalom, Hashem withholds. He takes the Mishkan to himself. He takes it away from us, like a lender takes away collateral from a borrower. As our rabbis tell us, al pasuk, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Hoedus. The pasuk there mentions the word Mishkan twice. And the Medrash or the Gemara says, Mishkan Bebinyona, Mishkan Bechurbona. The Mishkan in its built-up state, the Mishkan in its destroyed state. That in both phases, it still functions, it serves a purpose. When it's built, when the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash is built, it's the center of the pride of Hashem, the pride of the Jewish people. When the Beis Hamikdash is in a state of destruction, the implication is that it has been taken away from us, like a lender takes collateral from a borrower until we pay up, until we do tshuva, until we repair all of our sins and start doing mitzvahs. Ki bizman shehoyo ha-Beis Hamikdash kayom, because when the Beis Hamikdash was in existence, hayakol hashefa liYisrael, then the Jewish people received all the sustenance from Hashem. We were the ones who were in a state of grandeur, wealth, success. V'lo yehayu tzrichim l'shum halva, and the Jewish people did not have to borrow from anybody and not from each other. K'maisha kosev, as the pasuk says, that when the Jewish people will be in their glory, the pasuk says, "Vehilvisa goyim rabim," you will lend to great nations. You'll be the ones lending them money. "Viato loy silve," and you will not have to borrow from anybody. The Jewish people will not have to come on to anybody for any loans. "Vehaavadato goyim rabim," you'll take collateral from great nations. Viato loy savoid, and nobody will be taking collateral from you because you ain't going to be borrowing from anybody. You're going to have everything you need. This is when the Jews are in their state of glory. Rak al yidei churban beis hamikdash, however, unfortunately, as a result of our sins, as a result of our misbehavior, which led to the destruction of the beis hamikdash, bavoinoseinu harabim, due to our many sins, al yidei zeh nis'aleim ha-hisparus shel Yisrael. That causes the beauty and the pride of the Jewish people to go into hiding. It becomes invisible. V'nimshach roiv ha-shef alohem. And then what happens is, the majority of the wealth and blessing that Hashem is giving, He gives it to them. He gives it to the other nations. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, ad shemuchrochim lovoi lahalvois, to the point where Jews fall to such a state of poverty and weakness financially that they're forced to borrow ulamashkoin and to come up with collateral. Which is similar in concept to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, shenismashkein bavoneseinu, the Beis HaMikdash which Hashem takes as collateral as a result of our sins, chas v'shalom. V'alkein hishira ha-toira ma'oid al hamalve lohokel al aloive. And it's for this reason that the Torah warns a lender in very strict terms to go easy on the borrower, not to come down on him hard, bifrat beinyan hamashkoin, especially if we're talking about somebody who's borrowing and he's in such a low state that we're not even sure he's going to be able to pay back and we have to take collateral from him, still to do it in a respectful manner, not to make him feel like nothing, chas v'shalom, not to walk into his house and say, okay, I'll take this, I'll take that. You make the person feel like he's a complete zero, versus if the lender stands outside the house and allows the borrower at least a little bit of self-respect to go in and choose himself what he wants to give the lender as collateral. Kidei shal yidei ha-chesed hazeh she-yigmal imoy. Because as a result of this kindness that the lender is showing the borrower, yihye choyzer v'nimshach ha-hisparus, that will restore that pride that's lost now when this person feels like a nothing. He had to borrow money from somebody else. Shaydeze yachzor hashefa liYisrael, and that will get Hashem to restore the wealth and the blessing and the goodness to the Jewish people. When our pride is in a good state, then Hashem is happy to give us blessing and wealth. And for this reason, it's forbidden for the lender to go into the borrower's home to take collateral, kidei shelo lifkoin beyoser bebechinas hahisparus shehu betoich habayis beyoser, so as not to take the home of a person, which is his pride. That's the little bit of pride that a person has, is the place that he lives in, and trample that, step on that, by walking into his house as if he doesn't even own his house. I come in, I'll take whatever I want because I lent you money. So you're nothing. You have nothing. Everything you have is mine. I can take whatever I want. Chas v'shalom. You know, to do the opposite of that, to show kindness, to give the person a little bit of respect and dignity, and by giving him this hisparus, this pride, Hashem will restore the pride to the Jewish people, to the whole Klal Yisrael, by giving us shefa and bracha. Shenimshach mebechinas habeis hamikdash. This hisparus, which comes from the source of it, is the Beis Hamikdash. Paragraph Tesvov. Vezeh bechinas ma shetzrichim lahachsir ksus yoim bayoim uksus laila balaila. And this is why the Torah makes a point of saying that if, as collateral, you took clothing from that person that he would wear during the day, then you can hold on to it at night, but in the morning you have to bring it to him in case he needs to wear that day. And if you took something from him that he uses for nighttime, his bed cover or his pajamas, then you have to make sure to return it to him at the beginning of the night in case he needs to use it. The Torah warns us that if it's something that you know the person needs use of, give it back to him when he needs to use it, and take it again when he's completed the use of that item. Now, to a degree, this imposes a burden on the law. What do you mean? I got to go to his house twice a day? Yes, yes. Kamesha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, ki hi ksusoi levado, because this might be his only garment. He simlosoi loiroi. This is the garment with which he covers his flesh. So you can't hold on to that. If you took something like that as collateral, you have to make sure to give it back to him when he needs it. Ki haksus vahasimlo hi ikar bechinas haesparus shel hodom. Because Rav Nosson Zal writes now, besides what we mentioned earlier, that the home of a person is his pride, The clothing of a person is certainly his pride. Ki Rabbi Yochanan koro lemanei mechabdusa, because the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kavod, his respect, his dignity. His dignity is in his clothing. Person chas v'shalom aleinu who wears torn clothing, dirty clothing, that shows a very low level of respectability, chas v'shalom. And the respectability of a person, the dignity of a person, is in the clothing that they wear. If it's clean, if it's in a good state of repair. Ki hachafotzim shel hodom, bifrat habegodim, heim mechabdim u'mefarim esodom. Because a person's possessions, and especially their clothing, that's what gives respect to the person. That's what gives the person their pride. Person chas v'shalom who doesn't have clothes to wear, they're ashamed. Person says, I'm ashamed to go to that place because I don't have the proper garment to wear there. All of them are going to be wearing suits and tie, and I don't have such a thing, so I'm embarrassed to go there. The clothing is the dignity, the pride of a person. As the Torah writes about the garments of the Kohen, the priest in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Va'osu bigdei kodesh, you will make for the Kohen special holy garments, lechavoid ulesifores, for his respect and for his pride. So we see that that's what clothing is. Clothing is the kavoid and the hisparus of a person. And this is why the Torah says that if the lender has collateral from the borrower and the collateral is clothing, and he might need to wear that by day, you better make sure you go to his house in the morning to deliver it to him, to give it to him, so he can wear it during the day. Or if it's a garment that he wears in the evening, then you make sure to be at his house early in the evening to give it to him, to deliver it to him. Ki kol shinui ho'itim, shehu yoim volayla, hakoil al yedei ha'hisparus, shashem yisporach mekabel mikol echad miYisrael, bechol yoim voyoim. Because the whole concept of day and night, winter, summer, the whole concept of the changes in times, and the whole concept of every new day that Hashem creates, is created because of the pride that he has in the Jewish people. We spoke about this earlier, that Hashem created the world originally because of the hisparos, because of the pride and honor and respect that he was expecting to get from Klal Yisrael by their accepting the Torah and performing the mitzvahs. That's why he created the world. And every new day that Hashem creates, he creates based on the pride that he expects to get from us on that particular day. And the morning, he creates the morning because of the shachris and tefillin and breakfast that he expects to get from us. And he creates the evening because of the kriya shma lamita and the tikkun chatzos and the mariv and the dinner that he expects to get from us. All the brachas, all the mitzvahs that we're going to do. So that when we speak about morning, day and night are different examples of this hisparus, this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, for which he created the world. And that's what gets Hashem to create the world anew every single day. Al kein, therefore, tekef kishemagia hayoim, as soon as a day begins, tzorech lahachzer leksus yoim, if the lender is holding on to the borrower's day garment, he's got to deliver it on his doorstep 6 o'clock in the morning. He's got to be there to bring it to him if the borrower needs to wear that day. Shenimshach may hisparus shaloi sayoim, because that garment draws its spiritual life from the pride of that day. Each day has its own hisparus. Each garment has the measure of hisparus and kovoy that it receives from Hashem on a particular day. Person would say, what do you mean? My shirt changes from yesterday to today? The answer is, of course, idiot. When you have a shirt for a couple of years, you see the shirt gets worn out, right? So we know every single day the shirt is nothing is the same. Nothing remains the same in this world. A plant, you look at a plant on Sunday morning and you look at it Monday morning. You go, well, this plant ain't growing. Sure, it's growing. You can't see it. Come back in 2 weeks. You're going to see it's going to have grown, you know, a few inches. So you'll know that it's in actuality, it's growing every minute. It's changing every minute. Just you can't necessarily see it. See here also, this hisparus, this pride that Hashem takes in the world, is changes from day to day, from morning to evening. So therefore, as soon as the day comes, you have to return to him his day garment, which comes, which draws its life from the hisparus of that day, shaydezeh meir oyer yoim, which is what causes that day to shine. V'chein ksus laila balaila, and so too, if it's a night garment, you have to be there in the beginning of the night to return it to him, if that's the only garment he has, to make sure to give it to him. Ki shinui ho'itim shel yoim v'laila, because the whole concept of the changes from morning to night and night to morning, nimshach mehahisparus proti shashem yisborach mekabel bekol yoim, comes from the specific pride that Hashem gets from the world and from Klal Yisrael on that particular day, on that particular morning, or that particular evening, from each and every individual Jew, beprote protius, each and every individual, in detail. Umishom nimshach b'chinas ksus yoim v'layla. And that's where the garments, our day garments and light and night garments, where do they get their pride from? They get their pride from this hisparus that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael, which is what causes Hashem to create the day and to create the night and to pump it with energy, with life, with this hisparus, with this light. V'alkein mevorchim b'chol yoim malbish arumim. This will also explain why every single day we make a bracha that Hashem dresses those who are without clothing. What do you mean? It would be enough to make that bracha once in your life. Hashem dresses us and that's it. He dresses me my whole life. No. Every day is something new. Every day is something different. It's a new hisparus. Even if I'm wearing the same shirt, the same shirt on Tuesday that I wore on Monday is not the same. It's not the same. V'alkein hizhiro ha-toiro lahachzir ha-mashkan ksus yoim bayoim, and that's why the Torah warns the lender, make sure you bring, if he only has one set of clothes, make sure you bring him his day clothes. Kedei l'sakein u'lohoyer b'chinas hesparo shebechol yoim, in order to fix up and to cause to shine the pride of each and every single day, shaydezeh yizbatel ho'anius v'alvois l'gamri, which is what will lead Hashem to bless us and to remove from us poverty, to remove from us having to borrow all of this. Ki yuchzar hashefa liYisrael al yedei hisgalus haesparus kanal. Because when this hisparus is shining, when this pride is shining properly, then Hashem will restore to us all the wealth and all the sustenance and everything. Now Rav Nosson Zalai adds, v'zeh shekosu b'zoyar, and this is why the Zohar HaKadosh says, on that pasuk that we quoted before, that this is his only garment, this is the only garment the poor man has, so you better make sure to give it to him, you know, so the Zohar HaKadosh says, the kihi ksusoy levado, this is his only garment, simlosoy loiroy, the garment for his flesh, for his skin. The Zohar HaKadosh says, do tzitzis utfilin. This pasuk is alluding to the two special garments of mitzvah that a Jew wears, the tzitzis and the tfilin. The ksus is the tzitzis. The oiroi, oir means skin. Oir also means leather, which is from what tfilin are made of. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, this pasuk is also alluding to the garments of a Jew, the holy garments of a Jew, which are the tzitzis and tefillin. Ki tzitzis utfillin heim ikar ha-hisparus shashem yisborach mekabel mikol echot miYisrael bekol yoim kayadua. Because the main pride that Hashem gets from the Jewish nation on a daily basis is seeing us put on our tzitzis and tefillin. The Torah tells us that before a person is married, he's called a halfwit, a plaguf. He's half, he's not a person yet. That's why he doesn't wear a talis. Person gets married, he puts on a talis. Hashem says, wow, look, now he's a mensch. Now he's a mensch, he's wearing a talis. Hashem takes, that's his sparus. That's these garments, that's the big day koyin, the garments of holy priesthood. A Jew wears tefillin from the time of bar mitzvah. Again, a person puts on tefillin, he's a whole different person. Tefillin is called the crown of Hashem, the crown of the king. So when a Jew is dressed in talis and tefillin, he's wearing talis and tefillin, that's when this hisparus, Hashem, when the pasuk says Yisroel asher becho espoer, the Jewish people in whom I take pride, this is the real pride. We know that there's a story in Sipurei Maaseiot, the special 13 stories that Rabbeinu Zal told, where he tells about a king who ruled over a country that had non-Jews and Jews, and he treated them okay. And at one point, a group of the people, as is typical, the ministers of the king, who are wealthy and given respect and everything, it's never enough. They want his chair, they want his crown. So they decided to make a conspiracy and a rebellion against the king to kill him and remove him and replace him. One of the ministers was a Jew, and he found that he was aware of this, and he said, hold on a second, they're going to remove the king, the whole government is going to fall, there'll be bedlam, the whole country will be in bedlam. Who needs this? He went and told the king, whispered into his ear, this plot and everything, and what day they're planning it on and everything. And sure enough, when the king was ready for it, he waited to catch them in the act and everything. And he put all of them in prison, all of these ministers and everything. And then he went to this Jew and said to him, how can I reward you? Wealth you have, honor you have, what would you like? And now this king at the time had issued a decree, I forgot part of the story in front, had issued a decree that the Jews are not allowed to show their Judaism in public. They're not allowed to wear talis and tefillin. They're not allowed to show that, just like they were in many cases when the Jews were in exile in different countries. I remember hearing from one of the Breslov leaders, Rebbe Yechaim Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, that one time he was in Russia during communist times. And he was in Moscow at the time, in the street, and he was walking, and one of his tzitzis was sticking out, accidentally. You know, in Russia, in the communist times, you didn't wear your tzitzis out. So he said a policeman came over to him and yelled at him in Russian. He said to him, where do you think you are, Jerusalem? Put that in. So he said from that policeman, he learned that when you're in Jerusalem, you have to wear your tzitzis out. You have to make sure to have your tzitzis out. So this king didn't allow them to show any. So the minister said to the king, you want to reward, you'll give me anything I ask for? He said, anything you want. He said, swear by your crown. I swear by my crown that anything you ask for, because this guy saved his life. He said, okay, I want to be allowed to wear my talis and tefillin in public. Now the king was horrified, because this is the last thing in the world that he expected, and this was the last thing in the world he'd want to give in on, because this was a thing that he ruled the country in an iron fist, that no Jews allowed to... But he swore, and he swore by his crown. That was it. There was nothing he can do about it. So sure enough, the next day, this Jew walked with his talis and tefillin in the street, you know, proud. Nothing the king can do about it. And Rabbeinu Zal tells a whole beautiful, incredible story about the king and the kingdom that has all kinds of tremendous secrets in it. This is one of the stories in Sipurei Maaseiot. But here we see again that this Jew knew that what is the greatest pride that a Jew could possibly have in life? Is it driving a Bentley and having everybody see him behind the wheel of a Bentley? Or wearing a $12,000 suit or $60,000 alligator shoes? No, it's wearing his talis and tefillin. That is the hisparus, that is the beauty, that's the kingdom, that's the crown. The tefillin is the crown, and the royal robes are the talis that a Jew wears. V'al kein merumozim b'posik zeh. And this is why these tzitzis and tefillin are merumos in this posik specifically, ki hi ksusoi levado, because this is his only garment, shemedaber mimitzvos hashovas ha'avoit b'yom uvalayla, which speaks about the obligation that a lender has to return the garment, that if a poor man only has one set of clothes for the day and one set of night, and you take his clothes as collateral, you better make sure you're at his doorstep early in the morning, early in the evening, to give it back to him. Kihein bechino achas. Because the talis and tefillin, which is the hisparus of a person, the real hisparus, and these garments, this only set of clothes that this oni has, they are one and the same. Ki mitzvas hashovas ho'avoit, hu bishvil tikin his galus ha'esparos. Because the mitzvah of returning that collateral to the poor man is for the sake of revealing this pride, letting him feel some pride. Person doesn't have clothes to go out with. He's a nothing. He's a complete nobody. You bring him his clothes. Oh, now I can go out. Now I can show my face. Shehi bechinas tzitzis utfilin. This is the concept of the tzitzis and tefillin, shemerumozim beposik zeh, which are also hinted to, alluded to in this posuk, ki hi ksusoi levado v'kanal. With this, we complete this halacha, and we complete hilchas toin v'nitan. This halacha, halacha hey, in order, like most, many of them, in order to really appreciate it, if you're familiar with the chapter on Likutei Moran, you have a much greater appreciation for it. Try to do what we could to make it clear.